Down further. Hi.
Oh my goodness, it's Pamela Achol Anderson. Hello.
Achol Anderson. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Is this a techno station? What was that?
That was Eric Prydz.
That was Eric Prydz and his track Piano. We don't just play that kind of thing. We play a bit of everything.
Pam. Okay, good. I thought Tommy was here.
Nah. Now, people are very, very excited about you being here today.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Very excited, our listeners are. Now,
I see a lot of cameras.
Yeah, there are quite a lot of cameras. Have you seen our Becky cam?
I see Becky, yes.
That's Becky cam.
She needs more light in her face.
Why?
Just so she looks prettier.
Okay. Now
she's waving at you.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Now, take that on board, Becky.
We just put a webcam upstairs in our office. Now, before you leave today, will you just go and do one wave to people on the Becky cam?
Hi, Becky. She's putting a hi Pam up.
No, you have to go past the camera and wave.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll try.
Okay.
I'll see if I can on the way out.
It's only upstairs, Pam.
I know, but I have heels on.
Right, okay. That's the best excuse I've
ever heard. A lot of work.
Yeah.
Come on.
There's a lift.
Can we do the lift and then go the other way into the office?
We have to get to somewhere. We have to get to somewhere, too.
Do you do lifts?
Very difficult. I don't like elevators, actually.
Right, I think this is a no for the
Becky. Looking for excuses here, yeah.
So how long are you in the UK for?
I leave tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'm here for a night. I was here last night, but quickly. All day. Been doing interviews and stuff. Sick of myself.
Do you like it here?
I love it here.
Why?
I just love London. I love coming to Europe. I just was in Paris and been traveling all over. I'm ready to go home, though. I miss my boys. I've been gone a week. It's the longest I've ever been gone.
Yeah.
That's a long time away from
your
kids.
My kids have been here. The last time I was here, they were with me.
Okay.
So they're very jealous I'm in London without them.
What do people say to you in the street here?
I just, on the way into your studio, there was lots of people with cameras, and I didn't really get to see too many people or have a lot of conversation.
Okay, so no one says anything to you apart from Pam!
Yeah,
Pam!
Yeah, that's it.
That's it, right, okay. Do you think you could live here?
I could. Just was talking to Peter. He's got a flat here, and he's my manager, Peter Asher. And said, we should live here. I want to live here somewhere.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
Now, let's talk about your new show, a new TV show, which is called Pam, Girl on the Loose.
Capital Loose.
You're on E, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on E. Can you believe it?
The TV channel.
It's your favourite channel.
Scary.
No, I love E. It's a brilliant.
You do love E?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, actually, they've been very, very nice to me. I was very scared going in, which I like. I like being scared. That's why I did it.
They have great shows on there. They have The Kardashians.
I've never seen those.
They have Denise Richards. It's complicated. What? To see?
I don't watch any of that stuff.
All right.
No.
Why have you gone on it then?
Yeah. Because I took it as like a challenge. I thought, you know, I'm not a fan of reality TV. That's why we shot my show in film, 16mm Super 8. I did a lot of fun effects to it. It was kind of like a little arts and crafts project.
But it is reality TV.
It is. Well, it is. I know. I call it a documentary series because nothing's contrived, nothing's set up. Reality TV, they actually script it. You know that, right?
Right.
Hate to burst your bubble.
Do
but
they?
It's not real, you know.
Like what?
Well, I mean, they plan things to do. Everything I do on my show is what I would have done with or without the E! Show. There, so
right.
It's kind of a documentary style, but very invasive, more invasive than reality TV. They did get me at home making, you know, pierogies with my mother and stuff like
and
that.
And you're in control of editing it?
Yes, I am. Edited the whole thing, but you know, I'm not shy, so it's not like I'm trying to change my image or anything like that. I've definitely confirmed that I'm nuts.
So what do we get to see? You said you're not shy. What kind of thing happens in the show? Obviously, it follows you around a lot, right?
It follows me around just to see. I travel a lot, and you get a sense of me being a mom. You don't see my kids, but you see their little feet running by, or, you know, running a lemonade stand for California Wildlife Center, or, you know, me lobbying against animal experimentation in Washington, you know, with President Bush is making fun of me in a speech at a White House dinner, something like that. Just a bunch of crazy stuff. I visited about 6 to 7 countries in 2 months, and I was home, and those were only like quick trips, but they followed me, and I took my kids to Abu Dhabi, Australia, all over the summer.
Okay.
Lots of stuff.
Did you do it to show people like the real you?
No.
What? Okay.
I didn't. I was going to do a Vegas show, and they were going to do the making of this Vegas show, and I wasn't able to just do the Vegas show a couple days a week, which I thought I could. They wanted me to move to Vegas, and I can't be away from the ocean, so I turned that down. And then E said, can we still do this type of show with you? And I thought, well, you can't see my kids. I don't want this whole at-home thing, not exploiting anybody except for myself, so they seem to still think that we're showing that, and so we did it.
That's the thing you're going to have a problem with here is living away from the ocean.
Well, I can always go back.
Yeah.
We're an island.
Yeah, I know, but like, it's not quite
water,
the same,
right?
As
somewhere.
We're not far from sea, wherever you are.
It's not the same as California, though, is it?
No, that's true.
She would live in Margate, is she? No offence, Margate.
The Thames. It's wet.
Thames is wet, yeah.
You want to swim in it, though, Pam.
You can't swim in the Thames?
I wouldn't if I was you. You'd catch all sorts, I think.
Botulism?
Probably, yeah. Yes.
Stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what they say about the lagoons behind my house.
Really?
Well, try it if you want.
You can try. If you want to dip in the Thames, we can sort that out.
Like Botox.
Yeah, it's like a massive shot of Botox.
It would be.
Yeah.
You'd know, Scott.
Yeah. Oh. And of course, Pam wouldn't. Now, is it weird reading stuff about you?
I don't read myself.
You don't read stuff about
you? I do read, but I don't read stuff about myself.
What do you read, then, if you don't read about yourself?
Actually, well, right now I'm reading Naomi Klein's Shock Doctrine. I hate to disappoint you, but I'm a huge fan of Naomi Klein, Canadian.
Why don't you want to know what people are saying about you?
It's better off. You know, I tried that when I first started. I never felt good after reading a tabloid. I believe everything about everybody else, of course, just not me.
Right. Okay, so you don't keep up with any kind of celebrity gossip? You don't know what's happening?
No, Tommy Google alerts me. I get enough of that. It's like, who's this? What's this? Can you put me off your Google alert list, please?
Do you ever Google yourself?
No.
Right, okay.
It's a big no-no. Mm.
No. No, you never feel good. It's like ridiculous, the things I hear.
Yeah. How often do you Google yourself?
Once every week or so.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said I didn't. Everyone does.
And is it good stuff?
No, generally not, no.
But I think the last person I Googled somebody cute. Can't remember.
Oh, please remember.
I don't even know how to do it. Really, I have to ask my son to help me.
All right, well, you put Google in.
Yeah.
Google.com and then just search what you want to search for. It's really easy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. Try it. We can do it for you in a minute if you want.
I'm so stupid when it comes to computers.
Oh. Now, can I just clear up some stories from the press that you don't read?
Probably not.
Okay. I just need a kind of yes,
nod.
It's true or what. Okay.
I don't know.
Right. You're dating Michael Jackson.
Jeez.
True or false?
No, they're all rumors. I've got a ton of rumors around me right now. I wish I did have the life that I see that they everyone thinks I lead.
But have you been hanging out with Michael Jackson?
No.
Where did that come from?
It's a rumor.
Okay. Would you like to hang out with Michael Jackson?
I love Michael Jackson.
Would you like to hang out with him?
I don't want to talk about it. I'm just lying to you anyway. I'm not lying. I'm just not.
Well, so you do hang out with Michael Jackson?
Yes.
And you're just not telling me?
No.
I'm really confused.
But if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
No. Okay. You're living with Tommy again?
God, no.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm living in his house.
You're living in his house?
Mm. Okay. I was. I am. Sometimes. I know this is horrible, but it makes no sense. He's on tour.
Okay.
So over the summer, we stayed at his house. My house is being built. You see, Tommy's in the show a lot, actually. It's more than I thought he'd be.
Okay. Right, good.
Yeah, that doesn't clear up anything.
No, it really doesn't.
Clears up more than the Michael Jackson answer.
Yeah.
So that's all right.
I'm going for a yes, she does.
God, I have an ex-husband. How could I be dating all these other people?
Yeah, that's true.
You have to be very smart.
Okay, the next one. Clear this up. Your boobs are collapsing.
What? My boobs are collapsing?
Yeah.
What the?
Yeah, that's what we... That's
where did you get that one from?
Where did you get that one from? No.
I googled Pamela Anderson boobs collapsing.
Oh, my Lord. No, I actually... my boobs are in great shape. Do they look like they're collapsing?
Oh, my word.
No, they don't.
Sorry.
They're sick.
At least we can...
I can clearly say they're not...
We've confirmed that one.
They're not collapsing.
These silly people and these tabloids and their weird... Who knows what they're doing to our bodies and retouching and taking our eyebrows off and crap.
Okay, I've got one more, okay? There's a new saucy video of you when you copped off with some bloke in charge on scenery on a TV magic show. Have you heard that?
I what?
You did stuff with a bloke...
At a magic show?
Yeah.
He's gay. Hans Klock is gay.
Okay.
I love him, but I never was with him.
Okay.
What's he called?
Hans Klock.
That's a great name.
It's a great name. That's why I did it.
Some kind of rude film name.
It is. I know.
Yeah.
Blonde's Gone Wild. Hans Klock. Starring Hans Klock and Pamela Anderson.
So what's the actual story there then?
I don't know what the actual thing was.
It says you did stuff with him. A guy that's in charge of scenery on a TV magic show.
A guy that's in charge of scenery on a TV magic show?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. No. Okay. A TV magic show?
Yeah.
You mean the magic show I did in Las Vegas?
Maybe.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Let's just say that, because no, not when I was in Vegas. I wasn't,
That's a definitive
weird.
No.
Pamela doesn't want to tell us anything, does she?
No, but I didn't know anything about that, or the boobs collapsing.
Okay. Now,
I just can't say.
Is it true that you're a part-time lollipop lady?
I've just found out what a lollipop lady is, but I'm safety patrol.
Okay.
In America. I'm safety patrol. I have a neon vest and I do help children to their classrooms out of their cars.
Oh, okay.
Once a week.
That's a yes.
So that's a yes.
So it's a lollipop lady,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
But that sounds...
Yeah. See, we love lollipop folk on this show.
You do?
Yeah, we want to do a kind of new reality TV show about them. We're going to do like Lollipop Idol.
Lollipop Idol?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Or Last Lollipop
Lady
Standing.
You know, it doesn't take much. You just have to be able to get up early.
Yeah.
That's your only talent.
We've got
to do.
You can see our sign on Becky.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. You can be the presenter, Pamela.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You'd like that.
You know, I just recommend washing your face before getting there. I have caught a reflection of myself covered in glitter from the night before. I don't know if that was a good... You know, people always look at me weird, so I'm
So do the children then not cross? Do they just stop and stare at you?
No, they like the sparkles.
But they stare, they stare and look at you.
No.
But surely
friends.
Some
they're
of them...
All my kids' friends. I have... My car is always full of 5 or 6 kids going to football, soccer. I'm, you know, cutting the oranges. You know, I'm the orange, the soccer mom, and, you know, they're taking them all dirt biking and, you know...
But you must stop some traffic anyway. It's just like, oh my God,
it's
Pamela Anderson.
Children.
But surely some of them are like, whoa. Like, they can't be the same people every time. Some of them must be like, why
is she? It's Malibu, it's not London.
Right.
They don't care about me over there.
If we did it at the crossing outside the road, it would be a different matter, wouldn't it?
The traffic might actually stop for once.
I could do it here every once in a while.
Yeah, that'd be quite good. Do you have a stick like our one that you can see?
No, I don't have a stick.
You just have a jacket?
I just have the jacket, yes.
Okay.
And I open and close car door. It might be different than what you're thinking.
No, it's the same.
It's the same?
Okay, cool. Now, is there anything about you that you've heard and you want to clear up this absolute rubbish? What's the weirdest thing you've heard about yourself?
The boobs collapsing.
So the one
we just
said. I'm
glad we got to the bottom of that. That's really important. I want everyone to know.
And you've never heard
that
before?
They're not collapsing. No, I haven't.
Wow.
And I don't know where that would come from, but... No, everything's still intact.
Okay. It's 5:16 on Radio 1. Pamela
is that the
Anderson.
Sun? Is that those tabloids around here?
Might be.
That's why I don't read them.
Oh. It's 5:17 on Radio 1. Do we have some questions from our actual listeners that we got sent in earlier? Okay. We're just going through these, Pam, because some of them aren't suitable.
Why is that? Why does no one have a suitable question for me?
John,
have I created that kind of
persona? No, it's just some
persona.
questions you may not have been asked before, okay?
Are they sexual?
No. John Mills, what are you having for dinner this evening?
I already had it. I had vegetable soup. I'm not eating again because I have to get into a Vivienne Westwood corset.
Well, why?
I'm going to her show tonight.
Okay, what show?
Her show. It's Fashion Week.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. We don't know fashion, as you can probably tell.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
It's the first show I think I've ever been to. Maybe one other.
Al Francis says, you know, in the Borat film, did he really try and kidnap you or was it set up?
We did a few different endings. No, I've known Sasha for a long time.
So it was all acted. It wasn't like a...
Can you believe it? God, everyone's so shocked that I knew about that.
Yeah, because
that was an actress. That was my one moment.
I
held character.
I watched it again.
When you're being chased by Sasha Cohen, you really do feel like you're going to die.
I watched it again the other day, and it was like, oh, it looks like really real. I thought he actually did
from
put a bag over.
From Baywatch to Borat.
Yeah.
I've come a long way.
John Summer in Northern Ireland. are you going to make any more movies?
No, probably not.
Why?
My manager keeps saying I will one day, but I don't know. I don't think so. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of hours away from my kids. And right now, they're 10 and 12, and I want to be with them. So I'm very, very picky about what I get to do. As long as it fits in school schedule and I get to get to all their games.
Who would you like to work with if you did?
Oh, boy. I don't know. Okay. I have worked with them all. I've done them all.
Right, Will in Leicester's been on.
Who?
Will in Leicester. Do you know him?
No.
All right.
Had to think, though.
I had to think.
Well, in Leicester, no.
In Leicester.
What's the best thing you've ever stolen from a hotel?
Oh, God, I've stolen. Stolen property's better than things that you buy, because anyone can buy anything, right?
Right, right.
I stole a little, those little 76 balls on the top of the car once for Tommy for Christmas and wrapped it up in a big box. He thought that was real hot.
So what did you steal again?
One of those little 76 station balls that are on top of the antennas on the outside of a car.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was, it took me an hour through a parking lot, creeping along and trying to steal it.
So do you steal quite a lot, then?
I don't steal a lot, but I think it's kind of romantic.
What about from a hotel? You must have nicked a bathrobe or two.
Hotel, like a can opener, one of those things, those bottle openers.
Right,
yeah.
I was just at the Le Maurice.
Okay.
You know, after being evacuated from a gas leak, I took something. I thought it was kind of exciting, too. It was very Casablanca.
You know, in your show, Pam on the Loose.
Girl on the Loose.
Girl on the Loose. what is the thing that we'll find most surprising about you on the show? Because
I don't know. It's so hard to talk about because it's about me. But just the things I do every day, just raising kids and being crazy and still, you know, being a good mom, I think, and doing laundry, vacuuming. I don't know what the big... I think it's pretty revealing. But I don't think it's a lot of mystery to me.
A lot of people are wanting to know if they made another Baywatch film, would you ever go back to that place?
No, I love it. You know, I love TV shows the way they were. I think they ruined Charlie's Angels. I mean, even my friend directed it. I like it that it's bad TV. It's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be bad?
It's supposed to be bad television. You know, it's supposed to be... You make a movie out of it. I don't want to, you know, glamorize it. Just make it the way it was.
What do you think Baywatch was bad?
Well, I don't think it was... The Shakespeare theater, masterpiece theater, or anything like that, right? I just meant it's kitschy, it's
fun.
You know, it's fun, tongue in cheek, it's a great show, but it's, you make a movie out of it, you could ruin the, you know, the.
So you wouldn't fancy.
The thing,
you
whatever
wouldn't fancy
it was.
Being on that.
I still wear my Baywatch bathing suit every once in a while.
Well, when do you wear that?
You know.
Around the house?
Every new husband.
Really?
Safety patrol.
It says safety patrol. Kidding.
I'd quite like to know. Tell the listeners where you wear your bikini, please.
I jump out of the shower and I run around in slow motion and I rescue the occasional boyfriend here and there.
Now, would you mind saying hello to a quick friend of mine? Would that be okay?
Sure.
He's on the phone right now. I think you have met him before. See if you recognise this voice.
Oh, no.
Speak, person.
I'm wearing my Baywatch Speedos right now.
Who's that?
Hasselhoff.
How you doing, darling?
Oh, it is?
It is.
Oh, my gosh. It's him or George Clooney. I couldn't choose. I was trying to think, which friend?
It's the Hoff.
How are you here? Are you in town?
No. I'm in L.A. I'm just finishing up the last couple episodes of America's Got Talent. And I got some friends in from Aussie land. You've been all over Australia,
Yeah,
huh?
I've been all over the place.
I know.
Girl on the loose.
You good?
I'm good, thank you.
When was the last time you two saw each other?
In Vegas.
Yeah, in Vegas when she was doing the magic show at Planet Hollywood. Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad about this.
They made her float.
You what?
I levitated.
She was floating.
Okay. I'm glad that you actually get along because I was a little bit worried that you may have fallen out and you might hate each other and this could go horribly wrong.
Come on, guys.
God,
no. You know, we share a common bond.
We do, and actually David's the one who told me everything you do after this you have to own. And he taught me a lot about this business and he really was fantastic. Fantastic.
The home run was if Hammy and I ever get together and do something together, that'd be a home run. We have a lot of fun.
We have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know
what?
We want more Baywatch, though, David.
Yes, can we do some more series, not movie? Are you doing the movie?
Yeah, I haven't heard about the movie. I was over at Fremantle the other day talking about it to David Shaw because at one point I tried to buy the rights to Baywatch the musical. I wanted to do the musical.
The musical would be hysterical. Oh, my God. You know? Get David LaChapelle to direct it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I would come down, you know, like Rocky Horror, you know?
Yeah,
like
that's so much better than the movie. Don't let him ruin it. Don't let him do a movie.
You know what?
Get away from Spielberg.
Unfortunately, DreamWorks has got the rights to the musical.
Pamela, will you be in the musical?
I would be in the musical, but
you know
I won't
what?
Be in
I'm
the movie.
I'm going to call David Shaw today and say, I got me, you got the Hoff, you got Pamela, I want the rights back.
But I just need to go back and forth to Malibu. Can we do it in Malibu?
Definitely.
The musical
I've
Malibu.
Got the guys who wrote Avenue Q.
At the Doom Room?
You can shoot it at your house. Will you have it at your house? You know, are you still on? Hey, you know what's so funny? I got to tell you a funny story, Pammy. I rented a place over the summer.
Yeah.
And it was your old apartment with Tommy Lee on Malibu Road.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, we trashed that place.
You guys painted it all black or something, and there was
a shark
in there.
Yeah.
The shark's still in there.
There was a shark in there?
Shark tank. I always told Tommy, you can't have sharks.
Yeah,
me and Peter, we didn't get along with that. I had a plastic fish in there before I moved out.
Oh, God. It's a nice place, though. It's really sweet.
Cool.
So we're doing a new series of Baywatch in Malibu.
The musical.
Oh, right, and the musical as well.
Dave LaChapelle's directing it.
Yes,
all
absolutely.
Our friends are going to be in it. Oh, that's fantastic. That makes me happy.
Normally, this is where you ask for a part, Scott.
Yeah. You know, we could have a crazy DJ who comes in, you know, and tries, you know, and we have to
like Mixmaster Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
That's you. You're Mixmaster Mike.
Yeah. Oh, no. I thought you meant like, you know, BC, like something.
A proper DJ.
A proper DJ.
Yeah, all right, Pam.
Like a real DJ.
All right, Pam.
He does birthday parties and stuff.
David.
Sorry, David. anyway, I love you. I miss you. I hope to see you soon.
It's not over yet.
Guys, have a great day in the UK.
I have to go to this
soon.
Fashion show.
Call me when you get back, sweetie.
I will.
Right.
Bye, David.
God bless. See you, Scott.
Okay, bye, David.
Bye.
It is over.
Oh, it is
it's over.
I think he's got to go. And so is Pam.
Yeah, we have to go soon, too.
Okay.
I'll try and squeeze in that gold thing.
Yeah, well, have a good time tonight at Fashion Week.
I will.
And thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. Now I have the musical to look forward to. That's actually fantastic.
I'm got really you a job there.
That. So that's going to happen now.
That's a great idea. No, it's a fantastic idea.
And, so and we have a yes from Pamela Anderson on the air.
Which we negotiated, so ditch your manager. We'll look after you for
15%.
I was going to do, well, I have to be able to only appear in it for the first month all over the world. Okay, I'll figure it out. Yeah, don't worry, I'll let you know.
Yeah, we don't need to
know the details. We'll sort it.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.